You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ada lebih dari 5 juta anak berusia di bawah 18 tahun di Australia. Di bawah konvensi PBB tentang hak-hak anak, semua anak seharusnya menikmati hak yang sama untuk tumbuh dengan akses ke pendidikan, perawatan kesehatan, dan keselamatan. Namun pendengar, kelompok advokasi anak meyakini bahwa Australia masih cukup jauh dari itu. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman khusus Settlement Guide disusun oleh Ami Jin Yuang. Sudah hampir 30 tahun sejak Australia menandatangani konvensi PBB tentang hak anak, sebuah perjanjian internasional yang berjanji memberi anak-anak hak akan masa kecil yang aman dan sehat. Kepala Kebijakan dan Advokasi UNICEF Australia, Amy Lamoine, menjelaskan hal ini.
Children have all the same rights as adults, and at a very basic level that means all the things that happen in a child's day, going to school, being able to see a doctor, being able to play with friends, being able to spend time with their families, being able to rest.
Tetapi menurut ulasan 5 tahunan terbaru dari UNICEF, sejak laporan yang terakhir, Australia telah membuat sedikit saja kemajuan dalam memastikan bahwa hak setiap anak terlindungi.
Where we're most concerned is the education space. We think that children are being left behind in terms of the quality of education that they're receiving and educational equity. We are concerned about mental health as a really big part of this picture. Really high levels of stress and anxiety in our young people in Australia. And then another area more broadly is what we know is a major issue for children in Australia, in the Pacific and globally, is how is the government responding to the climate change picture and how are they ensuring that children grow up in a clean environment.
Satu dari 6 anak Australia masih hidup dalam kemiskinan, sementara 1 dari 7 anak menderita kondisi kesehatan mental. Komisaris National Children, Megan Mitchell, menyarankan agar anak-anak mendidik diri mereka sendiri tentang hak-haknya agar lebih dapat bersuara.
So it's really important that we engage them in a conversation about how they can improve their resilience, seek help, and how we can make sure that they get the help they need so that they don't sit on feelings of feeling anxious, but they actually are able to speak up about those things and get the help they need.
Survei keselamatan pribadi tahun 2016 yang dilakukan oleh Biro Statistik Australia menemukan bahwa 1 dari 8 orang pernah mengalami pelecehan fisik atau seksual sebelum berusia 15 tahun. Di Australia, pendengar, usia yang dianggap sah secara hukum bagi seseorang untuk setuju melakukan hubungan seksual adalah 16 tahun. Untuk semua negara bagian dan teritori, kecuali Tasmania dan Australia Selatan, di mana usia persetujuan ini atau age of consent adalah 17 tahun. Tiffany Overall adalah petugas advokasi dan HAM di Youth Law, satu pusat hukum komunitas di Victoria.
There are certain sort of clear age limits for when you can legally have sex. For example, if you were under 12, another person can't have sex with you, even if you agree.
Menurut Pusat Perlindungan Anak Australia, 1 dari 35 anak di negeri ini memperoleh layanan perlindungan anak di tahun 2017 hingga 2018. Karen Flanagan, penasihat kebijakan senior di Save the Children Australia, meyakini bahwa perlindungan yang lebih baik bagi anak-anak berawal dengan peniadaan semua bentuk hukuman fisik dalam lingkungan keluarga.
Under Article 19 of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, it says that all children have a right to feel safe and be safe anywhere where they are, whether it's at home or in school or in their community. They're worthy of that, and that in a country like Australia, we take that seriously and we want all children to enjoy those same rights to protection.
Australia adalah negara multikultural dengan hampir 1 dari 10 anak lahir di luar negeri, dan sekitar 6% anak-anak adalah keturunan Aborigin atau penduduk Selat Torres. Sayangnya, penelitian menunjukkan bahwa rasisme banyak terjadi dan mempengaruhi sebanyak 7 dari 10 anak, berdasarkan studi sebelumnya oleh The Foundation for Young Australians. Megan Mitchell mengatakan, di bawah konvensi PBB tentang hak anak, semua anak Australia berhak untuk hidup tanpa diskriminasi dalam bentuk apapun.
We need to be calling it out in our school system. So educators and children need to work together to make sure that children aren't experiencing racism in the classroom or in the playgrounds, and so that they can claim all the other really important rights that they have to grow up well, like getting a good education, like being treated fairly, like being safe, including being culturally safe and being respected for their backgrounds.
Australia sering berada di bawah pengawasan terkait dengan usia tanggung jawab kriminal yang rendah, di mana anak-anak bahkan berusia 10 tahun dipenjara. Komisi HAM menyerukan agar pemerintah menaikkan batasan usia ini.
Diverting children from the criminal justice system must be a top priority for our nation. At 10 years old, children are young children. They're going off track. They really need to be working with families and community members to get them back on track again.
Agar perubahan nyata dapat terjadi, Karen Flanagan mengatakan perlu ada perubahan dalam menanggapi permasalahan anak-anak.
Sometimes adults think that if you give children too many rights, they will be disrespectful and they will take advantage of that. That's certainly not the case and it's certainly not our experience. In fact, when children are empowered and treated respectfully by adults in particular, it certainly will lead to more peaceful and democratic societies.
Untuk informasi tentang hak-hak anak di Australia mendengar, Anda bisa mendapatkan saran dari Pusat Bantuan Hukum setempat. Untuk dukungan emosional, hubungi Kidsline di nomor 1800-55-1800, Lifeline di 13-11-14, atau hubungi 000 atau 000 jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal berada dalam bahaya.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.